Hi, I'm Joe Hutchinson and work for the Northern Devon Coast and Countryside Service as Project Field Officer. I'm involved in the management of the Tarka Trail, part of which is the management of Instow Pond. The smallest of freshwaters can contain an enormous variety of aquatic plants and animals. Garden ponds, water butts and even puddles may be surprising and rewarding places to look for water life. Larger ponds, such as those at the centre of villages or on farms, are often extremely rich in species, and streams and drainage ditches that have escaped major pollution contain many small and fascinating animals. This precious habitat has been threatened for many years as changing farming practices and increasing urbanisation has led to many ponds and small waterways disappearing. Instow Pond is on land owned by the Parish Council and managed by the Northern Devon Coast and Countryside Service and was created by utilising a natural water source. It was excavated largely by volunteer labour. The result is a haven for wildlife at this popular picnic site. An abundance of aquatic flora shelters countless small animals, and annual weed control ensures open water is also maintained. The rich variety of life includes pond skaters, back swimmers, water scorpions and spectacular damsel and dragonflies, including the broad-bodied chaser and the glorious banded demoiselle. Frogs, newts and fish are all established and the pond is frequented by a wide variety of bird life benefiting from the food supply the pond provides. In short, the pond is a thriving community, a self-contained piece of nature where the lives of all members are closely interlinked in the competition to survive.